This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. This is Reverend Caesar again. It's an honor to come to you to spread the good news of salvation on BBS Radio. It's really a blessing every 2 weeks that I can come to speak to you. And I come in the name of Jesus Christ to convey His word to you. May you be blessed this evening. Today I want to let you know that my topic today is the final call. The final call. And I will be taking my lesson from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 1, to say, chapter 16, yes? St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Jesus calls 4 disciples. Now as He walked by the Sea of Galilee, He saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come after Me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. So let me go into 18. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed Him. Straightway they forsook their nets and followed Him. Every man has a calling from God. And so that is God's call on your life. God is calling everyone here this evening or morning, wherever you are. He is here and He is there, walking and talking to everyone. And if we will listen, if you will listen to Jesus when He calls, we will be led to do something for Him. So let's look at some of the various calls on a person's life. One, it is a call to salvation. He came into the world to call sinners, those who humbly acknowledge their need and receive His gracious forgiveness to God's kingdom. This was the why Jesus ate with the sinners. His salvation is first and foremost. And having the right relationship with God and the highest calling a man could ever have on his life. The second call on a man's life is to pray. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3, we must pray for the saints, for the lost, for those in authority. The third calling is a call of discipleship. It was always the task of the disciple to learn, study, and pass along the sayings and teaching of the Master. Salvation is free, but discipleship costs everything we have. When we are a pupil, we study, and we have to follow. Yes, salvation is free, but discipleship costs everything we have. The young man says unto him, when the Lord, he went to the Lord about salvation. And he said, the Lord said, the guy says, all these things have I kept from my youth up. So what do I lack? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, brokenhearted, for he had great possession. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What? He went away sorrowful. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, it says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if we refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The call of God is the highest call anyone can ever gotten. It is golden. There is no other call is as high. It is golden. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 to 15, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall he call upon me, and he shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And he shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, said the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I cause you to be carried away captive. Because he have said, the Lord had raised up prophets in Babylon. In the book of Judges, my friend, chapter 7, 1 to 23, God has a plan. There is a specific plan. God has a specific plan. In James 4, 13, 17, in these verses, James counsels men against the foolishness of making plans without consideration for the will of God in their matter. And so all James is saying here today is that you and I can make many plans we wish to make. But Almighty God always has the final say in the matter. Then when we learn his plans for the situation, and we make our plans based on his plans, we find out that he had the best plan all along. But which is a fact, we humans like to make our plans. We do, don't we? We want things to go the way we want them to go. But have you ever thought that God might have a better plan? When Peter and the others had finished all night without catching any fish, they fished all night, Jesus told them to go out into the deep water and they would catch fish. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 8, Peter's plan was to forget fishing for that day and go home. But when he obeyed the Lord, he found out that God had the best plan. My brothers and sisters, listen up, please. When Jesus told his disciples that he was going to die, Peter rebuked the Lord. In Matthew 16, 21 to 23, Peter thought he had a good plan. But when Jesus went to the cross and paid for our sins, Peter then found out that God had the best plan. When Goliath saw David coming to meet him for battle, he had plans to kill David and feed his carcass to the scavengers of the field. In 2 Samuel verse 17. But when that stone sank deep into Goliath's forehead and he fell to the earth dead, David found out that God had the best plan. It's just the same as when Israel sent spies into Canaan and saw the giants that lived there in Numbers 13, 14. They made plans to find themselves a new leader to go back to Egypt. But over the next 40 years, as they died one by one in the wilderness, they learned that God has the best plan. You know, I can go on and on giving you examples after examples from the pages of God's Word. But this truth is fleshed out really well in this passage we have read from Judges. When Gideon and his army went into battle, they must have had a plan. But before the battle was joined and the victory was won, they found out that God had the best plan. I would really like for us to consider that thought today. God has the best plan. As we do, let us learn the lessons that God's plan may not be the easiest plan. It may not be the most popular plan. It may not even seem like the smartest plan. But God always has the best plan. He always has the best plan. God has a different plan. This is reality. Gideon planned to march into battle with 32,000 soldiers. But God had a different plan. The context and how God whittled down the army of Gideon. When we make our plans for our lives, we always try to stack the deck in our favor. And that is our human nature. However, God will usually have a different plan for our life, your life, than you do. God must always have and will have a different plan. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 12 to 15, the King James Version, it says, "Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, said the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever." He went on to say, "Only acknowledge thine iniquity, thy sins, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and has scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and he have not obeyed my voice, said the Lord." He said, "Turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Here, God appeals to his people, promising to supply leaders who will provide them with good things to feed their minds. If they will turn to him in repentance, which is to be really understood here. This is not of political, you know, leaders and government, but ministers of the world. The Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What an offer. What an offer. And the Bible says, he said, when he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, he is saying, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. In the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That is in all its fullness, everything. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. He said, listen to the voice of God, a voice of calling and calling to sinners. He was calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. And so, my friend, when God calls your name, be sure to answer. Don't brush it off. Don't dismiss him. For it just might be your final call. Don't gamble with your salvation. Don't be stiff-necked. Don't be stubborn. In Hebrews 3:15, it says, today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart as you did in rebellion. Don't play with God. Don't gamble with your salvation. Don't. The duty of man to fear God and keep his commandments. You have been called to tell the world or witness about God. Why you have been chosen to the call. Why? Because it is, and you has been ordained or determined, predetermined, that you are the special one. You are unique. God calls you the highest calling one could ever have to carry out or shed light on God's bidding with his messages, the light of salvation. for sinners to turn from their wicked deeds and look to Jesus for their forgiveness of their sins. And so in that way you will receive and them salvation, which is the pathway into eternity. Before you were in your mother's womb, God knew you and chose you for a specific purpose, a specific job to carry out. God's call is golden. Time is against us. Each second in someone's life is a final call. It's a final call. Every second counts for us. As I said a while ago, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. My loving friends, I pray you will take heed that when God calls your name, be sure to answer. Don't hide from him. Don't act like, you know, you didn't hear him. Don't gamble with your salvation. Don't be stubborn nor stiff-necked. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Today I admonish you, if you shall really hear his voice, harden not your heart. Please don't harden your heart. You don't want to get left behind. You don't want to make that situation where you want to gamble and say you have time. Time is of the essence. Today is the day of salvation. You don't know when you're going to get the final call. You don't know when God is going to appear and call you in specific. Today the sun shines for you, but it may not shine for you tomorrow. Please consider this situation, that you are playing with eternity and you die without Christ. You will be condemned to go to hell and be there in eternity for the rest of the time. Don't think that when you die here, that's it. Life ceases. No, life goes on. It is just going like going through another door. Life still goes on. And you will have to face severe consequences for turning your back on the divine calling, for brushing off and stripping your teeth and say, man, I have time, or I don't pay that no mind. Behold, the day is gonna come. Behold, it's gonna come like a thief in the night. Behold, he will appear, and you will be caught red hand to a child There is one perfect life, and God's last invitation. To a child, there's nothing more terrifying than the thought of being left behind in an unfamiliar place. No way of getting home, no one to care for you, no way of contacting your family for help, no way of protecting yourself from harm. Yet, according to the Bible, today you could be in danger of being left behind to face a far more terrifying plight. God's final judgment on earth, it's in the prophetic book of Revelation that God describes his plan for his gathering, his own children. God issues one last invitation, a final call for those who are unsure about the future and who don't want to be left stranded. May God richly bless you. I come to the end of this message. I ran out of time. I pray that you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. May God bless you and my friends at BBS Radio. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."